Now we come to page 105 in the Art of the Oklahoma State Capitol book. This is titled The Osage Treaty of 1825.
The Osage Treaty of 1825 was a very, very important treaty with the Osage. It's a very large painting of 10 foot by 6 foot, sponsored by the Tulsa World and the Lorton family. When they started removing the Cherokees and the Creeks into Oklahoma area, Indian Territory, this land already was for the Osage. So they had to come in and sign a treaty to move the Osage up into Kansas, because the Osage were quite upset that the Cherokees were moving into their area and their hunting grounds. They were quite fierce fighters, and it was quite a problem. William Clark, the Lewis and Clark fame, was the Indian commissioner for west of the Mississippi in St. Louis. They had this treaty in St. Louis, and it was signed by chief of the Osages and 60 great little chiefs. Claremont was the principal chief, but it was signed by 60 other small chiefs. It was done in William Clark's museum that he had, and his offices, I guess, that he brought all this memorabilia back from the Lewis and Clark expedition. It was witnessed by Choteau, Pierre Choteau, who ended up up here, of course. He was quite influential with the Osage. The Osage were very closely connected to the French. Of course, the French were Catholic. And if you study the Osage Nation, it's one of the few Catholic Indian tribes in an Indian lure, I guess you might say. But it was signed there, and it's a great composition that Mike Wimmer put together. They do not know where this was. The Missouri history people do not know where this was. They don't know what it looked like. But I thought Mike did a great job of putting it together. We have the portrait of Jefferson over the mantel. I love the little vignette at the door where the dog and the boys are looking in there, and they're wondering, what is all those Indians doing in there? The Indian down here on the left, that's Chris Nick, who studied under Mike Wimmer. In fact, these images of the Indians, Mike used a vignette that Charles Banks Wilson did of a whole bunch of Indian portraits in one. Charles Banks was looking at this painting one day, and he says, tell Mike that so-and-so up there was a wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. He recognized. Charles is not easy to fool.